Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 477 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about football. We're going to talk about basketball. We're going to talk about the Golden Globes and the things that people were wearing. And we're also going to discuss a pretty major closet clean out that happened in College Station over the weekend. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our 2026 low-level goals episode. It's where Melanie and I talk about the really underwhelming things we would like to achieve in 2026. And we also talk about our words for the year, which was a really sweet discussion. We would be so happy for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things we love and love to use. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And live stream tickets for our Birmingham live show are on sale. You'll find that link in the show notes. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 477. Hello, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hello, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. You know, we've started recording earlier on Mondays, which is fine, but like I'm still drinking my coffee. So it really does make me feel like I'm the host of a morning talk show now.
Well, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. It's a dream you didn't know you had.
No. And here's the thing. I'm glad I'm not on camera because I'm not fit for camera at this particular time of day, you know?
Nor am I.
I have not put in my eye drops, haven't put on my face cream, nothing. I'm a little ragged, but I'm here and I'm happy to be, you know, on the podcast.
Well, we're so happy to have you here on the podcast. I am currently wearing a mismatched, really an assembly of things that don't belong together.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I had to go put on leggings because I had on my pajama shorts and I was cold. Mm-hmm. I have on an Auburn Tigers basketball t-shirt because, you know, okay. When I go to different places, I like to get a commemorative t-shirt.
Yes.
So I have on an Auburn t-shirt with an Aerie sweatshirt that I deliberately bought a size larger than I normally do. Mm-hmm. So it's just sort of hanging off my shoulders. And then I have some slippers on that have hearts on them that Retha gave me about 4 years ago for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And they look like I've been wearing them for 4 years.
Okay.
So, you know, just photo ready here in Birmingham. Just,
yeah.
You
know, same.
Anyway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Okay. So we need to catch up on several things.
Yes. Let's do it.
The first thing we need to catch up on is probably just in the interest of consistency, mm-hmm. the semifinal round of mm-hmm. the college football playoffs. So
yes, let's do it. Listen, that Ole Miss Miami game,
yes,
was mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yes.
What an exciting game. It went back and forth. By the end, I felt so bad for whoever was going to lose because both teams played so hard. And so it was exciting. It was exciting all the way to the end. I probably would have wanted Ole Miss to win, but mm-hmm. Miami won. It was funny because Perry asked me at one point, he was like, who do you want to win? And I was like, I think Ole Miss. And about that time, Miami scored a touchdown and went ahead. And I said, listen, a sports team hates to see me coming as a fan because soon as I cheer for you, you are destined to lose. But,
sure.
Anyway, it was really exciting. I did see that now that apparently Trinidad Chambliss has applied for another year of eligibility.
Yeah, well, I saw this morning that, you know, they denied it, mm-hmm. which I want to say, NCAA, what are you even doing? Like,
you're
hardly a factor in this deal anymore. You know, like, you've abdicated all your authority, but you're going to say this kid can't play one more year. And so I saw where his attorneys are now filing suit against the NCAA to try to get him one more year of eligibility. I say give it to him. Like,
yeah, what are we doing? At this point in this charade, COVID, it's wheels off since COVID. If you're 42 and you want to suit up with a college team, just do it.
Have at it.
Nobody cares. Whatever. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
It's a semi-pro league anyway.
Yeah.
And it really is kind of a pro league at this point. So it's interesting to me when the NCAA decides, no, this does not meet our criteria. Let him play. He was at a D2 school. Like he's only been at in a D1 program for a little while. Let him have at it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me. You know, I missed the fourth quarter of the Ole Miss Miami game because that day I woke up at 1:30 in the morning and could not go back to sleep.
Yes.
And I then made the mistake of getting on social media after I couldn't go back to sleep. And it was just, it was doom scrolling at its finest. Mm-hmm. And so I completely dysregulated my nervous system. My body didn't know whether it needed the coffee, sleep, a good cry, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So there was a point like after halftime of that game where I was like, I have to close my eyes. I have to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what happened until I woke up the next morning. And I missed some very entertaining texts from people while I was sleeping, but I was happy to sleep.
Yeah.
And then we had Indiana, Oregon. And I think you and I even texted beforehand that we didn't feel good about Oregon's chances.
No, I did not. And here's the problem. Oregon had beat James Madison and Texas Tech. And so I felt like I saw that coming. Perry kept saying, because he wanted to go to the ranch on Friday, but he was like, but then I want to watch the game. And I said, you're not going to care about this game. It's going to be a blowout. Like I felt certain it was going to be a blowout. Mm-hmm. And it was, in fact, a blowout.
And here's the epiphany I had, and I don't remember if I told you this or not, so if I'm repeating myself to you, I'm sorry. But when they did the interview at halftime with Kurt Cignetti,
mm-hmm.
I had this moment. I think I told our friend Lee this. I had this moment where I was like, oh, he is Mike Leach-ish.
Yes.
In his directness. Mm-hmm. Now, he's not going to go off and talk about candy or weddings or anything like that.
No.
But there's something about his sort of matter-of-factness that reminds me so much of Mike Leach. And listen, he's there for football. He's not there for any of the other silliness that mm-mm. surrounds that moment. So, and my favorite post-Indiana-Oregon bit of social media was on Threads. It was probably on Twitter too, where somebody tweeted, I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins, says Fernando Mendoza after he loses the ball, probably.
Yeah.
Like, and listen, I thought, yes, indeed. I bet he referred to himself as a cotton-headed ninny muggins a couple of different times during mm-hmm. that game.
Yeah.
Like, just there's another clip of him where he gets confetti in his mouth after the game
mm-hmm.
and is trying to get it out, and it's precious.
I mean,
it's precious.
He's America's sweetheart is what he is. And I don't know how you cheer against
him. He's too good
him.
For us is what he is.
Yes. There was a thing I saw. Somebody said, this is this man's LinkedIn page. And I'm going to tell you, he has a LinkedIn page where he talks about how he can do an Excel data spreadsheet and like all his different internships. And they were like, this man's acting like he isn't going to be playing in the NFL. Like,
yeah.
It's like he's telling you about how his connections and how he can do all these things like on a database. And you're mm-hmm. like, no, sir, you're going to be playing for an NFL team.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your LinkedIn, but I just appreciate the humility. Mm-hmm. And then I saw another clip that they asked him like, what's on his playlist? And he said, like, he just, when he comes out, he likes to have ocean waves playing just to just to calm him. And then he listed off a song. He pulled out Rihanna, which I just feel like it was like, who's somebody fairly current? But he couldn't tell you anything. I was like, he's just the most likable kid ever.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is. I saw another thing about Trinidad Chambliss, and it was actually from Tanner Allen, who was our, like, you know, I mean, we love Tanner Allen at Mississippi State. He played right field for us for a long time and was on our College World Series national champion team. And he's a, like, he's dyed in the wool bulldog, but he posted something on social media this past week where he was like, listen, I don't care what team a person's on. If somebody is humble enough to go find their mama before a game and say a prayer, I'm gonna root for them. Yeah. I thought that was so sweet. So it's been fun to have personalities kind of in this particular round of playoffs that you could root for, from coaches to players. And so now we're teed up, and we've got a national championship game between Indiana and Miami, just as we all would have predicted at the beginning of the season.
Just exactly like we drew it up. So I'm going to be Indiana all the way. I love this team. I love Cignetti's. I love his intensity and his passion. Fernando Mendoza, I saw something. There was like somebody commenting. Somebody was like, I want this man to be my son-in-law. And they were like, every mom in America wants this man to be their son-in-law. Like, get in line. I mean, he's just a doll. And like, when he's there again, I go back to, he's like the math nerd who found out he was good at football. And like, after the game, when he was like, these are just my best friends, I'm playing with my best friends. And I'm like, gah, you're just so the sweetest.
I know. I agree. I think it's going to be Indiana's turn for the national championship, but I think it'll be a great matchup between their offense and Miami's defense,
which is
impressive. And so here we go. It's almost over, Melanie. It's almost over.
And then what? Well, then let's talk about basketball, because the Fighting Texas Aggies are 3-0, much to the chagrin of Auburn fans, I know, but but we are. Facts are facts.
I did not even bring up the end of that A&M Auburn game to Stephanie until we were in Auburn this past weekend. We were on the way to Auburn, and I finally brought it up because I knew she had a lot of feelings about it. But the most entertaining thing, and if y'all don't know, it looked like Auburn had beaten A&M on a buzzer beater. And then in the most matter-of-fact ruling from the refs that you have ever seen, they just at the end of the game were like, nope, didn't happen. Mm-mm. And then were quickly ushered off the court.
Yes, they were. As people were throwing drinks at them.
But after the game, I don't know if you saw this, but Bucky McMillan, the A&M coach, did an interview. And Auburn students were behind him, really getting after the refs.
Yeah.
And Bucky McMillan, apparently, like, the temperature in Neville Arena was great when we were there this past weekend, but apparently it's been a little hot the previous games. Bucky McMillan was pouring sweat.
I mean,
he looks like Aaron Altman in that segment of Broadcast News where he gets the flop sweats, like, while he's trying to read the news. And he can hardly hear. Like, he can't get his thoughts together. And I thought, if this SEC basketball season has any more of this, it's going to be worth watching.
Oh,
like,
for
just
sure.
Just the post-game dynamics were a beautiful thing to witness.
Yep. Well, you just have so many. I'm like, it's one of those where you look and go, oh, we're early in the season and everybody's coming in hot. We've already had drama. We've had stuff happening. We've had, I'm trying to think. So we had Auburn beat Arkansas, who was ranked. And then we had Texas beat Alabama, who was ranked. And so I'm like, oh, it's just chaos, which, you know, I love the chaos.
I love the chaos because we don't really know who's good yet.
No.
And then State, you know, was 2-0, had beaten Texas and Oklahoma, and then goes to Lexington and just gets hammered.
Yeah.
Like, we lost by close to 30 points, I think. And, but I would contend that's because we're relying so much on Josh Hubbard. He can't do it all every game, everybody. Mm-hmm. He can't. But we went with Steph and Joey to, Joey Stefanella.
Yes.
Our Italian friend. We went with Joey and Steph to Auburn this past Saturday and went to the game. Thanks to my friend McRae, who very generously shared her tickets with us. And anyway, we went to eat beforehand and met Ella, and then we all went to the game. And Ella was on the court because she does the director of Aubie stuff. But we had the best time. But it was the weirdest thing because it was like Arkansas It was just like their bodies were there, but their heads were not. Like
okay,
they just never felt like they were in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They never felt particularly sort of unified. Or now John Calipari looked like a million bucks. I think he has he seems like he's really gotten fit.
Yeah.
In the interim between the two seasons, and mm-hmm. he had on a fantastic pant and jacket combination. But unfortunately, that didn't translate into points. And so, I don't know. I just think, that's a hard place to play on the road. And it was also weird because Keyshawn Murphy, he played for State last year, plays for Auburn this year. So I could kind of cheer for that a little bit,
But
I don't know. But it was a super fun environment. It was great to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think we've got some... We've got a lot of basketball ahead of us, and it's going to be really interesting to see who ends up being like actually really legitimately good.
Yeah, I agree. I know we play Tennessee at home, and we play Texas this week. So we got anytime
are y'all in Austin or
no?
College
we're
Station?
In College Station. So listen, that Lone Star, that Lone Star showdown is always a thing. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, it's hard to know because you don't really know what anybody is right now. Oh no, wait. Yeah. I'm sorry. We're at I was wrong. I'm looking. We're at Tennessee and then at Texas. We're in Austin.
Okay.
So but then we play y'all. In College Station the following week.
Oh, great. Yeah. That sounds super fun.
Buckyball.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Buckyball.
Buckyball.
Okay, so what else is happening? Because I called you or we were playing phone tag on Friday and you were like, hey, I'm on the road. And I thought, I don't know where she's going. And then when we finally talked, you were headed to College Station.
Yeah, so I headed to College Station. I'm going to tell you that Caroline and I agreed, one of our new favorite traditions that we started last year is that when she goes back after winter break, I follow her back. And what I like to do is a big, and what she likes for me to do is a huge clean out of her house.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So this year is the last year. She's lived in the same house for 4 years. She's moving next year. So since we know she's moving, she was like, will you come and let's just get rid of a bunch of stuff that I know I'm not going to want to move. And mm-hmm. I was like, great. Listen, this is where my one wing comes out. This,
yes.
A closet clean out.
Yes.
The rest of my life can be totally chaotic. I don't know where anything is. I don't mm-hmm. organize stuff. But I start off. So listen, I had a strategy. I told her, I said, listen,
mm-hmm.
we had
mm-hmm.
packed up her stuff that she had brought home for Christmas. And I said, we're not even going to unpack that yet. I said, we're going to go into that closet first and we're going to take everything out like that you don't want. And so, and like I told you, I already had my eye on some things that I knew I wanted to get rid of.
Yes, you did. You mm-hmm. certainly did.
Yeah. There mm-hmm. was a floral romper thing that I was like, I've never really liked it and I want it to go. And so, and I don't know that she ever really wore it, but there were just certain things that I was like, I don't like that. So we started going through that thing. Listen, that child loves her a t-shirt. So to manage to get rid of some t-shirts felt like my greatest accomplishment because I'm like Texas A&M Super Regional Champs 2022. And she was like, well, but I want to keep it for the memories. I said, do you ever wear it? She was like, no. I said, then it's gone. We're getting rid of it. Like
I feel this one because I also love a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered a Mississippi State Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl t-shirt.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know, Melanie, but we lost.
Listen.
But I have the t-shirt.
Well, you're ripping Duke's mayonnaise. I mean,
I know. And I love Duke's mayonnaise. I think, though, it's kind of like when I go out of town,
mm-hmm.
I need a magnet and a Christmas ornament.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's sort of, when there are big sporting things that happen, or even not big, but just things, I like to commemorate it with a t-shirt. You get attached to one.
Yeah.
You really do.
No, she loves her t-shirts. And so, but anyway, we did a huge clean out. And so we got everything cleaned out of the closet that we wanted. And then we kind of reconfigured some stuff. Then we start unpacking stuff. And when I say we, what I'm telling you is that Caroline's sitting on her bed while I'm like, do you like this? Is this going? What's happening?
Now, Caroline's texting me, actually. Because I get a text Friday night. I just looked at 8:22 p.m.
Uh-huh.
That says, my mother just asked if I like my clothes to be organized by color or by style. Then proceeded to get excited and say she's going to do both. She said, thank you for being a part of this moment with me.
I did, because I was like, do you like your shirts? Do you want them all by color or do you want them by? And she was like, no, I like, because she has like a lot of like bodysuits that she wears under stuff, like, or like tighter, you know, stuff that she layers. And so she was like, no, because I like to know, like, I'm looking for something to wear under a jacket. So I was like, okay, well, then we'll do both. So we'll do like tanks and bodysuits by color, and then like fashion shirts by color, and then button downs by color, then sweaters by color. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you that by 10:30 that night. Now, we did stop and take a break. This was another thing. We took a break. We went to the restaurant at the Stella Hotel to eat dinner because we were like, because they have great appetizers. And so let's go there. And so we went there. The Oklahoma basketball team was staying there. And so they kept walking by, and I was facing the hallway where they kept walking by. And Caroline was like, Mom, you're staring. And I was like, they're all very tall. Like, I can't. And she was like, yeah, they're a basketball team. Like, I was so fascinated by, because I was like, I want to see who's who, you know? So anyway, but then we got back. I'm telling you, by about 10:15, it in the closet clean out, as I was like putting stuff up and organizing by color, then I was like, I'm going to get rid of, I was like, I don't like that some of these hangers have a black top instead of a silver top. So I want them all to be silver. And Caroline was like, I think you're done. I think it's time for you to go to bed.
Have you low-key ordered the hangers though?
Well, no, because we already had, we had a mix of like, because they're all black velvet hangers, which is what I prefer to hang clothes on. But some of them, because they were two different, I think some came from Target, some came from Amazon. So some had a black top, but the majority of the ones in her closet all had a silver top. So I was like, we need to, so we switched all the, well, we, I switched all those out.
Yeah. I like that we. So she was real in it with you.
Yeah. So anyway, but the closet, we got it finished Friday night. And so then Saturday morning I went back and we just did, then we did like a bathroom clean out, like products, stuff she doesn't use anymore. It's kind of some kitchen stuff, but that's a little trickier because she can't remember what's hers and what belongs to her roommate. So I was like, that'll be a later problem. But anyway, it was very productive. And it's just, listen, I love cleaning out a closet. It's
I know you do. I know you do.
It's like my favorite thing.
I know. Caroline, when she texted me, she said this is her Super Bowl.
It is.
And she said, it's, she said, I literally told her something I wanted to get rid of. And she said, I had my eye on this and wanted it gone today. And she said, it has been my joy to see my mom so in her element. And I said, you know, the next phase of this cycle is when she tells you that you don't need any more clothes ever. And she said, oh, yeah, she's already talked about how she wants to be a minimalist this year.
That's it. I vowed.
All I had for that, Melanie, was a GIF. I didn't even have words for it. Oh. And she said, and that's at least until I need an outfit for the live show, which is so accurate. Yeah, so
it's so right. Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all both enjoyed yourselves just in different ways, right? It worked out for everybody. Y'all had a great night.
Yeah.
No, Caroline needed some banter and you needed to get a hold of that closet and you were both good to go.
Yeah. Listen, it was a win-win all the way around. And
love
so,
to hear it.
Listen, I love cleaning out a closet. I love doing that. And she really is. She's like, Mom, this helps me so much. Like, she's so appreciative because she was like, it's so fun to start off a new semester and just feel like everything's like clean and organized.
And it's in its place.
Yes. Yes.
I agree. Yeah. I'm with her on that. I really am.
And so we did that. And I just, listen, I love it. It's cleaning out a closet is just my joy. So
I know. And it really is where you're one wing. It's one of the places where it says, hello.
Yes.
I would like to come to this particular party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to me, like, in, you know, I think because we live in sort of like seeing all the sides land.
Yeah.
It's fun to really sort of lean in and dial into something and be delighted about it.
No, so. We laughed really hard at one point because she was like, do you think someday when I'm married, you're going to come do this and you're going to like tell my husband, hey, these pants need to go? I said, yeah, I am. And I'm going to be like, welcome to the show, buddy. Like, this is what you, this is what you signed on for.
Well, I didn't clean out. Well, I did clean out one closet last week. I did. But we went on Thursday night. David and my sister and my brother-in-law and I went to Helen.
Just the best.
And just a little family celebration sort of meal.
Mm-hmm.
It was glorious. It was.
It always is.
It always is. It was just delicious. We had the best time. The food was, you know, it was just, it was delightful. And I will say they are so excited about our live show people coming in. And you know, now they've got Bayonet next door, which is also a delight. But anyway, it was so fun. It was a great night, just in general. Now that was the night where I had been up since 1:30 that morning.
Yes.
So I was a little tired, but I'd taken like a 20-minute nap before we went, you know, just to sort of stay in it. But that was super fun. And then, on Friday, well, to back up, Monday, I think I mentioned last week that the our big new television came in, or maybe it came in after we recorded. I can't remember. Yeah.
It was after we recorded, because you sent me a video of it.
Yeah. We got it installed. And I said this on Instagram, I think. Or no, I said it when I sent out my newsletter last week. I feel like I could watch it from the moon.
Yeah.
It's so big. Mm-hmm. But as soon as they got it installed, David was studying it. Because sometimes he goes into the living room just to look at it.
Well, yeah.
When it's not even on. There's no show. Mm-hmm. He likes to behold it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was a point where he really looked, because it's an 85-inch television.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, when Melanie and I were newlyweds, a 35-inch television was obscene.
It was huge. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And weighed 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks at it, and he looks at it, and there was a point where he was like, you know, I think we could have gone 90.
Oh.
And I said, no, we couldn't have. No, we absolutely could not have gone 90. This is so good. And we have the subwoofer now. So he and Alex put on one night one of the Marvel movies really loud.
Uh-huh.
And it makes everything shake. And they were so happy.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of go, okay. You know,
no, it's a dream that they've held in their heart for a long time.
It really is.
They really didn't know that it was going to come true this year, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it's been, I mean, I don't care. I'm happy that they're happy, and I'm happy that this is a long fulfilled dream for David. As I have said, houses are for living. And so this is, you know, this is a good shift. But all I have watched in there so far is an episode of The Real Housewives. And I think I watched a Potomac episode. It was delightful. But, you know, it looks good. It's big. It's nice. So that's done.
But it does look good, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, I mentioned on a Patreon episode that we our low level goals thing that I want to get rid of this armoire that's in our guest room.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so my sister came over for us to begin the process. And I say us, it's like you cleaning out Caroline's closet. This was a singular effort. But like she took the doors off, took some of the pieces out of the inside, got the back of it off. There's no way to demolish the frame other than getting it out in the driveway and just shoving it back and forth until it gives and breaks, which is what we're going to get Jackson and Alex to do at some point this week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll have to film that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But she came over. And so when I realized that I was going to be of no assistance at all in this process, because Suzanne's the one, she's super detailed. She never gives up on anything. She's very patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the opposite of all those things. I give up in a second. I am very impatient and I don't like to stick with stuff. I bore easily.
Yeah.
So anyway, so she's working on that. So I finally went in the kitchen and just made a big thing of chicken tetrazzini and split it with her and Barry.
Okay.
So that was my payment. But the new piece of furniture that I ordered is actually coming in today. And so she has offered to assemble that for us. And
oh,
so I
delightful.
Will get in the kitchen again and cook. This is something that I can do. And so it should be yet again, just another week of solid developments in the Hudson home in regards to, because we need this new piece of furniture to put the old television from the living room on it in the guest room.
Yes.
Like, you know,
it's what happens. It's what happens. It's like if you give a mouse a cookie, it's like one thing is going to lead to another thing.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So did you by any chance, did you watch any part of the Golden Globes last night?
I did not. Did not. But tell me about it. I saw like different outfits and all of that stuff, but I did not turn it on.
Okay, there's just a couple of things. I didn't watch the whole thing. I happened to tune in. I just flipped the TV over there when they were doing the podcast award. And I was like, oh, I want to see this, because it was the first time they'd given a podcast award. And it really, you know, I don't necessarily relate when they're giving out awards for, you know, writing screenplays or acting or whatever. But there was something about them giving out an award for podcasting where I was like, oh, this feels sort of terrifying to me. Like, if you, you know, I've never been up for any kind of award like that, but and will never be. Anyway, it was interesting, though, because when they were announcing the nominees, this was the part that terrified me.
Yeah.
There were times when the audience clapped and there were times when the audience was dead silent.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
And that would be when I would have to leave.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I
would have to leave. But Amy Poehler won for her Good Hang podcast.
Listen,
I love her podcast. Mm-hmm. And so that was fun. And she had a very funny acceptance speech. But the close, I stopped watching the awards, but I got on the internet and started looking at some of the dresses. Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, same. I have done that.
And so, now I can't think of her name. Oh, my gosh. Who is she?
Brian Chalmers.
Yeah, Brian Chalmers, for sure. Well, I know one person's name. But like Amal Clooney, I think, is one of the all-time gorgeous people, right?
Yes, yes.
Like she had on this red dress, looked like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Stone had on a two-piece thing that I couldn't decide if I liked the color, but I loved the concept of it because I thought, if you're younger, right? When I saw that, I was like, oh, like Caroline Schenkel. Ella, mm-hmm. Ash would all look gorgeous in this kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. My favorite, though, for maybe all the wrong reasons, mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw what Parker Posey had on.
No, I did not, but now I want to look.
Melanie, it was something I would have worn to a formal event when I was 16.
Okay. Did it have a bubble skirt?
It had so much. It had so much happening. And she's a petite little person.
Yeah, she is.
So it really sort of overwhelmed her. Have you mm-hmm. found it yet?
No, hold on. I'm still looking. Hold on. Let me
I look. Would not have worn this color because I can't wear a gold color.
Okay.
But every place there was an opportunity for a ruffle, they added one. Around the shoulders, down the front of the skirt, on the hem of the skirt. It was... I just felt a little nostalgic, like, looking at it.
Yeah, like, just, like, if it had been, oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah, that's got a lot happening. Yeah, it's a lot happening. But I'm going to tell you that I would have worn this to a senior prom in 1989. 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We didn't have prom, but mm-hmm. We had lead out.
Yeah.
But I would have 100% worn this to lead out and mm-hmm. felt so good about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot happening on that dress. Mm-hmm. And then the black gloves.
Yes, I mm-hmm. know. There was a lot of black last night. I noticed a lot of people were wearing black. There was somebody had on the most gorgeous cream colored, like sort of a shift. You know how I feel about a shift?
Yes.
I think a shift is just so elegant. And I can't remember who it was, but somebody had on the most gorgeous, like, cream-colored, strapless
shift. Yes, I think I remember seeing that. I think that was one of the ones, because I did think that was beautiful. But all I could think about is I would have gotten that dirty in the limo on the way over.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. I thought Selena Gomez looked gorgeous. She had on, like, this black column gown with this
yes.
feathery wrap thing, and she had sort of 1940s hair mm-hmm. and makeup.
Jean Smart looks great.
Oh, she looked like $1 million.
I just yes. saw that. Listen, I'm going to say that is the perfect older woman dress, because it's beautiful and it's flattering. But I'm going to say that a lesson that I've learned from watching Palm Beach Members Only is I don't care what all you do, your back and your arms are going to tell the tale. Like, your
yep.
back just gets to a point where I just don't know that there's much you can do. And yeah. that skin on your back has seen mm-hmm. a lot of sun. But this, to me, is such a beautiful way to dress as an older woman.
You can imagine Helen Mirren in that dress, right?
Yes.
You can imagine somebody like, I don't know. I also thought it was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I love any kind of column dress with a train. Anything like that. I don't know. I just thought most everything, now there were some exceptions, mm-hmm. but almost everything was sort of minimalist in terms of its cut, not Parker Posey's dress.
No.
But kind of minimalist and cut. And then you got the detail from either the fabric or the trim.
Yes.
And that's a vibe I love. Like I really do. I love the way that looks.
Kate Hudson looked great.
Oh, she looked phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That looks really good. Oh yeah. There's some great, Brittany Snow had on the column.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that was, it's always fun to me to look at how people dress up. Cause I don't I don't dress up really ever.
Are you telling really to watch your 85 inch TV?
I mean, I don't mean to diminish this Auburn basketball t-shirt I have on, but
yes.
I do love seeing the clothes. I want to commend you with one thing.
What?
That you mentioned last week, and you mentioned this on Fashion Friday. Mm-hmm. You led us to a workout top on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I have mourned the disappearance of a workout top that I loved from Athleta that mm-hmm. they discontinued. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really been able to find anything to take its place. And the workout top that you mentioned on Amazon, which is all of like $15.
Yeah.
It came in. I ordered one and it came in yesterday. And I was like, oh, now I did size up in it because I wasn't mm-hmm. sure. And, you know, I don't like anything touching me when I do Pilates. Like I don't want anything tight. And so I sized up and I don't know that I needed to, but better too big than too small.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered another one this morning.
It's like, so good, isn't it?
It's so good. And I like a sleeve when I work out because one, arms. Two, I just don't like the feeling of the underneath of my arms hitting the side of my body. I don't know what that is. I don't enjoy it. So it's such a good workout top. And I'm so tickled that I have one because I had some Old Navy ones, but the sleeves were cuffed at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And that's not ideal because it's restrictive. So mm-hmm. I like that this doesn't have any kind of cuff at the end of the sleeves. It was it's just really quite a find that you found for us.
Well, listen, I live to serve. It's funny because I found that I ordered it on a whim because this time of year, it's not cold, obviously, because we've barely had a winter, but it's cool enough that it's like, I want a sleeve when I work out. And so I was like, I'm going to order this. And it came in and it was so much better than I expected. And they do make a tank version, which is equally as good, that brand. Cause I like the length on it. Like it's long enough because sometimes it's hard to find something. And listen, if I'm wearing leggings, I want something to cover my bottom, you know?
I do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a good one. It's a good one. And they're really inexpensive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel like I'm going to wear one tonight the one I have. Well, the other one should be here today too, but I'm going to wear it to Pilates tonight. I'm so excited.
Well, listen, I know. It's the little things, you know? So
it's the little things.
It is. And then now I watched, because I didn't watch the Golden Globes. So I've watched two things. So Saturday night I got home from College Station and Perry wasn't home yet. And so I watched I briefly mentioned it maybe on Patreon, but on Apple TV, I watched the Ben Stiller, the documentary that he did about his parents, Ann Mira and Jerry Stiller. And listen, it is just as heartwarming and tender. And I really loved it.
Okay.
Just really sweet. And here's the fascinating thing is that Jerry Stiller recorded everything. So the amount of home movies that they have, the amount of things that they have documented is mm-hmm. insane. Like, so he was really able to go back. And the whole process is that Ben and his sister, Amy, his older sister, Amy, they know that they're selling the apartment in New York where they grew up and where their parents always lived. And so it's kind of like they're going through that stuff, but they're reminiscing on like the career and their parents. And it's a really sweet, just the love story between Ann Mara and Jerry Stiller, how much they loved each other. You know, and I think in Hollywood, anytime you see a marriage went the distance, I think
it's absolutely
pretty phenomenal. And so it's really sweet. And then last night I watched, which I was super excited for, I watched People We Meet on Vacation on Netflix.
Oh, I've heard about that, but I have not watched it.
Listen, it was darling. If you've read the book, it follows the book pretty closely. But I thought, I cannot remember the actress's name that plays Poppy, but she is darling and did the best job. It's cute. It's what a rom-com should be. Like, it's just a feel-good love story with great characters that you're rooting for. And I really loved it. I thought it was really cute.
Okay. I love the recommendation. Yeah. I can't wait.
Really mm-hmm. good. And it never got super racy, which I appreciate. I don't know. It was really cute. So big fan of that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I don't have anything, I don't feel like, on deck for, well, I know there's some, we get the new season soon of Bridgerton coming yes. out. And so I know there's some new seasons of things, mm-hmm. but right now I'm watching Abbott Elementary. Like yeah. that's where I am because I'm not really deeply invested in, you know, any particular thing. So
yeah, no, that's
I appreciate
fair.
The recommendations.
Yeah. No, you would like it. It's cute.
Okay. Well, so is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. Okay. This first one, somebody messaged me. When I talked about how Piper drinks water and she sticks her whole head in the water and it just makes a huge mess in the kitchen. And listen, we've been sure. doing this for 12 years. But somebody said, hey, you need to get this Upski dog water bowl. You can get it on Chewy or you can get it on Amazon. And so I ordered one. I'm going to tell you, I had a problem because the first one I ordered was this one that held 2 gallons of water. And this okay. is the problem when you don't really understand liquid measurements well or any
yeah,
measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
that's a lot.
Like, mm-hmm. it's huge. And so to refill it, Perry was like, this is like we're trying to water a horse in our kitchen. Yeah. Like, it's just, it was way too much. But they have smaller ones. But it works. It took the dogs. We kind of had to get them thirsty enough where they would try it because it's got yeah. this floating thing. So it's like a slow waterer. But now they drink from it and they like it and it's great. And it has eliminated the whole situation of all the water all over our kitchen floor.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. It actually works. And I didn't know that it would. Perry was like, I don't think they're going to drink from it. And it took them. Listen, Mabel was real suspicious of it.
Sure. Well, it was something new for one thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She said, this feels like danger. Mm-hmm. But then once they did it, it's like they both, and now they don't think anything of it. And it really has eliminated a lot of the mess, which I'm really thankful for. Cause that did drive me crazy that like 3 times a day, I would have to go mop up that area.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. that's the first thing.
Well done.
The next thing is because, you know, I'm committed to writing in my journal every day this year.
Yes.
And I ordered these Lindbson ballpoint pens. And
yes,
I'm going to tell you.
A brand known to
yes,
all.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about the famous Lindbson. but these, they're really pretty. They have a little soft grip on them, which I really love.
Yes.
They come in different colors. You get a little pack. They're easy to write with. They glide really easily. And I'm left-handed and I write with that like hook. So it's tricky for me because some pens don't write well at that angle, but these do.
Okay.
So anyway, big fan.
Are they a larger pen?
No, mm-mm. They're the same size okay. as a normal pen.
I was trying to look. I was just looking at the pictures of mm-hmm. them, and I felt like maybe they look in the hands of the hand models. They look very substantial.
Yes,
but okay. And is it a gel situation or is it a ballpoint?
It's a ballpoint. It's a true okay. ballpoint. But I really like them. Like they write really well. So anyway, big fan of those. That has helped okay. me with my journaling. The next thing is, you know, Osea is a podcast sponsor, but this is not sponsored. But I tried their Osea Dream. I love their retinol face serum, but now they have a bioretinol body serum.
Listen, I'm going to co-sign this with you. I am co-signing this with you.
Do you love it? I think it's so good.
Love it.
Yeah.
And David came back here the other day to ask me about something. And the whole time he was talking, I'm slathering it on my legs, on my arms, on my chest. Mm-hmm. It's got some oil or something in it. I don't know. It's just really great. It's really great.
It's really great. And it's super moisturizing. And I do mm-hmm. think the retinol, like it's supposed to firm and tighten. And so technically, could I use it maybe on the backs of my legs? I could, and I do. But where I've really noticed is if I run it down, if I start like at my neck and go down through my chest, like I really think it's making the skin on that area look better. Like,
I would say I notice it the most on my chest too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really good there. There's a picture on their website where it shows like a woman's shoulder and it's real glowy. And mm-hmm. I will say it looks like that.
Yeah.
Like, it looks, it just gives you such a pretty sort of finishing glow after you do your, what, you know, whatever you put, cause I've used Osea body oil and the Osea, the it's not called lotion. It's the stuff in.
Yeah. The anti-aging.
Yes. I use that. And, but man, I love this stuff. Yeah, it's so good.
It's really good. So that's going to be a repurchase for me over and over again.
Yes.
So, love that. The next thing, this is a sweater that I bought on Amazon a long time ago. It's the Illusory brand.
Yes.
There again, very famous Amazon brand, but it's just this oversized turtleneck sweater. And I wore the black one to church yesterday, and because it's been hot here, but I was like, I forgot it is the softest sweater. Like, it is so soft. It almost feels like a sweatshirt. I could wear it around the house. There's not a thing about it that's itchy. It's a great length.
Right.
And it comes in a ton of colors, and I just, it's really one of my favorites. And so I just felt like I needed to shout it out again.
It's a great price too.
It is. It's a great price. So anyway, if you need a big oversized sweater, you could wear this one with leggings and it looks great. It doesn't pill, which is a whole thing. So, and then my final thing, this was something that I saw somebody mention on Instagram and I was influenced and I bought it, and I'm going to tell you that it is phenomenal. It is the original beeswax furniture polish.
Tell me more.
Okay, here's the whole thing about it. And I was skeptical because I was like, I don't know. But the premise is that it cleans everything. So this is one spray, this beeswax formula, it's called Old World Formula Furniture Polish, but you can use it on wood, leather, marble, granite, wrought iron, stainless steel, glass, and mirrors. And it truly works on all of those things.
Wow, I've never heard of this.
I hadn't either. And so I was like, I'm going to try it because I'm like, I've got my leather couch. I've got my marble countertops. I've got stainless steel stuff. It truly works on everything. It's like a miracle product.
Okay.
It has no wax buildup. It makes your stainless steel not have like fingerprints on it. It gets your glass so clean. I don't know how one spray does all this stuff, but it does. It's unbelievable.
Add to cart.
Yeah, it's so good. And I love having a product because you know how you get like a gazillion different products, but I'm like,
oh yes, I'm familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To just have this. And I love my Branch Basics that I've been using too, but I like that for like a bathroom sink cleaning situation or kitchen sink or whatever. But this for everything else is unbelievable.
So what kind of rag are you using? Are you using like a microfiber cloth, just like an old dish rag? What are you using?
I'm using a microfiber cloth. So, I use a microfiber cloth. I just think that tends to clean better and it doesn't leave any lint behind, which is a thing for me, but it's really good. I don't like the lint.
Okay.
No black hangers and no lint. Those are my things. I need certain things. I need to be a certain way for me.
Yes. Yes. So. Welcome one wing. We're so happy you're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't come out often, but when we do, we come in strong.
We have some thoughts.
Yes.
We have some thoughts.
So anyway, so that's it.
Okay. Those are great. Also practical.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm trying to be practical because, you know, I'm going to be a minimalist.
You're going to be a minimalist. That's right. That's right. Don't forget. That's it. That's right.
Yes. I'm very minimal. I'm very minimal.
Okay. Well, everybody, thanks as always for being here. Don't forget, we have tickets for sale for the live stream of our Birmingham live show in April. Somebody left us a message on Patreon last night and said that on the website, it says that it's just for the live show, that it's not available afterwards.
It does.
Okay, well, we're going to get that changed.
Yeah, because we're going to get that changed.
It will be available for a week after the show. So anyway, we'll get that handled. And even if we don't see you there physically, we would love to see you there virtually. So,
come one, come all.
Come one, come all. All right, everybody. We will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.